You hear that?
Yes. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Well, first of all, there's two things going on. I have the dryer going on because I have to multitask. Yes. I have to do at least five loads of wash.
Some people say multi. You say multitask. Interesting. Like you're Canadian. They say, you know, they say weird things, Canadians.
No, it's multi. Multitask.
If you're Canadian, you say multi. But anyway, yes, go ahead. And what else is going on?
Oh, we have a yapper.
Storm?
He will not stop barking. I know he's a puppy, but...
Woof woof.
Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
And today is 5-4, May 4th. Okay, a lot of people are saying this today. I heard a couple people say this to me today. May the 4th be with you. Okay.
They're Star Wars nerds.
The Star Wars fan, which we're not,
wait,
right?
Wait, may the force be with you with Star Wars, right? Not
yeah.
Star Trek. Okay,
no, Star Wars.
I always get confused.
Yeah, I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I saw one movie and that was it. The first one.
I saw the first one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get thrilled over it. I didn't like space stuff.
Meanwhile, my nephews are like so crazy about it, you know.
So many people are crazy over Star Trek and Star Wars.
There are groups, Jeff, that you actually get together today. They dress. A lot of people dress up as Princess Leia.
And you know what they don't
Chewbacca.
Do? You know what they don't do?
What?
They don't get laid. But wait, neither do I. I'm married. that old gag, everybody.
Very good. But you know, Jeff, so in honor of the May the 4th be with you today.
Yes.
The 4th, the U.S. Postal Office is putting out special stamps today.
Really?
It's all about Star Wars. Only today they will be putting that out. Only today.
But suppose there are leftovers. What, are they going to just stick them on the wall?
The reason I'm saying this is because
they're released today.
The reason I'm saying it because I know you're a big stamp collector. Jeff collects stamps. And I don't understand. I said, let's use these stamps. And what Jeff, what are the ones you've collected so far?
I could sit here for 20 minutes.
But what's the special ones that you have?
I just got Scooby-Doo stamps not long ago.
Cool. And you've never let me use any of your stamps that you collect.
No.
Why not?
And you know, the more as I get older, like I keep thinking, okay, I'm just saving stuff for the sake of saving things. Like collections are cool. But, you know, I mean, they kind of make life, they kind of, you know, help, you know, they kind of make you feel good in life.
A
hobby, you know what
really?
I mean?
Yeah. But let me,
collecting.
Will they actually be worth something someday?
No, probably not.
Oh,
matter of fact, I just bought a collection of stamps that I was looking on eBay and I said, oh my God, I don't have this, but I probably do have it. It's like old TV shows. It's got like really old shows.
Oh, okay.
Like I Love Lucy's on it.
Yeah.
So you'd like those.
Yeah.
But
you know,
no, my stamps. Sorry.
I like collecting jewelry. That's my thing.
Yes,
I love jewelry. Tiffany jewelry. I love Tiffany jewelry.
Yeah, she loves Tiffany jewelry.
Hey, listen, in a couple minutes, we have Laurel
Bickford.
Bickford on a couple minutes. Who is she, you say? She is a founder and creator of Laurel's Butter, right? Laurel's Butter.
Yeah, it's called Laurel's Butter. No, if I'm not mistaken, her catchphrase is no crap, just nuts.
Oh, that's what it is? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
So in other words, she would think that the stuff that you eat that you call peanut butter is crap.
And Jeff, tell people
I
what
will
I
tell
eat.
Her.
Yeah.
All right, don't worry. I brought your crappy peanut butter down.
I love peanut butter.
Skippy, 25% less fat, reduced fat.
Oh my God, that is
creamy.
Delicious. Delicious.
It doesn't even, you know what yours is called actually?
What?
Peanut butter spread.
Well, can I tell you something? It's so, I don't know if guys, if you ever tried this, whole wheat toast with cheese and peanut butter, and sometimes I'll put tuna fish on it.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's so delicious.
You just made people vomit. Where's my puke sound effect? I don't have it. By the way, your peanut butter, the first ingredient is roasted peanuts.
Okay, There you go.
But in tiny print on the label.
Yeah.
Your label says here for Skippy, it says 60% peanuts.
Okay, what's the other, what else? Is there oil, you know?
No, it's shit, actually.
It's actual shit.
It's rat shit from the factory. Okay, that's what it is. You know?
Anyway, listen.
Oh, wait, look. Last ingredient, rat turd.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very
interesting.
So we have her on because Jeff loves her nut butter. You've gone to festivals, Jeff, and you've actually purchased her nut butter.
Yes, off mic for a second. Yeah. I bought Laurel's butter. As a matter of fact, when you mentioned the name, I said, I bought from her. I remember she's been at the local one of the local fairs here.
Yeah,
the holiday fair at the high school.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Yeah, she does that every year.
So yeah, Jeff's a big Nut Butter fan. So I said, let's get her on. Let's see why her product is so much different than other nut butters. All right.
Exactly.
We'll be call her now. It's 12:30.
Is it really 12:30?
Yep, it's 12:30.
Oh my God.
Laurel Bickford.
But do you think people ever look at their watch and say, oh my God, it's 12:30, and then they realize, oh, we're recording. By the way, you know what's funny? We do this podcast. I rarely edit.
We never edit.
The only thing I edit for sometimes when we do interviews is I'll cut out the space because sometimes there's that delay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll cut out the space. Yeah. Just a little inside info for everybody, a little inside baseball.
But everyone's always asking who wants us to do a podcast. Do you guys edit? Like I said, never.
Everybody edits. Like we never. Don't edit, but because never. The rest of the world, they're not radio pros like you.
Like
and,
us.
You and me are. You and I are. Me are. I are.
Like, we are.
Oh, like
we are.
Like we are. Thank you. Like we are.
Yeah, we never edit.
We don't edit.
This is ad lib. Everything we do is just, you know.
Oh, you can't tell?
Spews out of our mouth. Whatever spews out of our mouth, that's
whatever
what we're
nonsense
doing, okay?
comes our way.
Exactly. Okay, so Laurel Bickford is coming on the podcast.
Caroline, what are we doing? The Gates are getting a divorce. Let's talk about that later.
Oh, my God. Did you see how much they're worth, Jeff?
$130
billion. Billion. How do you divide that in half? Divided by two? That's your half this much.
Give that broad $100 and tell her to go take a hike.
But I wonder how much you need to live, Jeff. How much do you actually need to be extremely wealthy and live okay?
Just a billion. You
just
don't
a
need
billion,
130
right?
of them, no.
That's why they give a lot of their money away. Didn't Gates say they weren't going to give their kids anything either?
I think that's right. But I love how people like hate these. It's weird how people hate Bill Gates.
Oh, I don't hate him.
Meanwhile, they use his products. And,
of course.
You know, the guy changed the world, like the other nut from Apple, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, of course.
But people like really vicious online about it.
Oh, I don't know.
They say she looks like a man. But people
are
really
that's
mean.
That's not nice. That's not
unbelievable.
Nice.
Ready?
See, that's not nice. Okay, go ahead.
Ready? We're calling Laurel Bickford here.
Laurel Bickford.
Laurel's butter. How can I help you? Is that dog barking?
Hello.
Hi, Laurel. It's Carolina and Jeff. How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're live on the air right now. So we just introduced you, Laurel Bickford, from founder and creator of Laurel's Butter.
Laurel's Butter.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No crap, just nuts, Carolina.
That's right.
Who came up with that? You? You came up with that?
It was sort of myself and my father. I was explaining to him, you know, my new business and product, and we sort of, you know, I said, it's just nut butter. And he's like, yeah, no crap. And then it turned into no crap, just nuts.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Which one do you have? You want the carrot cake?
Hold on. Yeah.
She likes the carrot cake.
Okay. I'm trying the carrot cake right now. It is delicious. Delicious.
Carrot cake, that's our seasonal flavor right now. Yeah.
Oh, it is? Is it a popular?
Yes.
What is the most popular flavor right now?
Our seasonals, which we run 3 months, you know, per year. I mean, year round, we'll run one seasonal for three months. Those are our most popular. And then we have the selfie, which is very popular. That tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, I ate the whole jar.
Yeah, the whole jar is gone.
Okay.
Between him and
my
son,
yeah. Chocolate almond butter, coconut cashews, very popular, honey crunch peanut butter.
Now, I met you at the Walt Whitman High School craft show a couple years ago. Yeah. And I remember asking you, you didn't get insulted, but you kind of looked at me like, you nut. I said, what, do you do this in your kitchen? And you looked at me and said, no, I have a commercial kitchen. You're like,
So I started in my apartment, you know, with small blenders, you know, and I swear my neighbors probably hated me because I would start at like 4 a.m. and just blend all day. Because I would have to make that many. And when I started, my blender made 2 jars. And now we make hundreds at a time, you know. So it's pretty cool to see the progression. But, yes, I did start in my apartment kitchen. And now we have a warehouse with a kitchen.
And I'm reading also that your business all women-owned, right?
Yes.
Only women that work for you.
Yeah, which I kind of pride myself on that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, just so we can run everything our own, and it's a small little business. Mm. And, you know, we're shipping out pallets, we're wrapping pallets, we're bringing, you know, deliveries in and everything. So it's really neat.
Let me mansplain to you, Carolina. I really like this stuff, okay? I'm kidding.
How does the idea of making nut butter, I mean, why nut butter? And where does the idea come from?
So I started, I was personal training, and I was also training as a, I was doing professional bodybuilding as a figure bodybuilder. And so I would eat peanut butter all the time, and I loved it. But every, you know, jar that I had had some sort of sugar or ingredient that wasn't good for you. So I started making it on my own without the added ingredients, oils, preservatives, palm oils, and then I started giving it to my clients, and it took off from there.
Wow.
Carolina, her nut butter has no, this is the one of the ingredients in the nut butter my wife regularly buys, okay?
Okay, I love peanut butter.
Yeah, but what you eat isn't even real peanut butter. This Skippy stuff, this low-fat Skippy,
yeah.
It says in tiny print on the label, you know what it says? It says 60% peanuts. So I just told her the other 40% is probably rat droppings from the factory or something.
No. But listen, I grew up on Skippy, once you go to my peanut butter, never go back.
Yeah,
you'll never go back.
It's really good. I mean, Mike, do you source your nuts from the same, like, to make for consistency? Do you get the nuts from the same people all the time, or do you change it up, or how does that work?
You find different farms and see what fits for you and the roast that you like and the wholeness of the nut. So. It depends. You know, I found the distributors that I like to work with. You know, I go right to the farm, like the peanuts we get in Georgia.
Wow.
And almonds usually come from California. And so it's good to have a relationship with the farm and you know where your nuts are coming from and whatnot. So
you must have done a lot of experimentation, right? I mean, like a ton of it, right? To get all the, you have so many SKUs, you have so many flavors, right?
Yeah. I mean, it took a lot of test tasting and, you know, people coming and tasting it and everything. But then once, you know, it sticks, you stay with it and then you don't change it. So
our son is three and his name is Jackson. You have a Jackson also, but you do.
Yes. Yeah. He's three too.
Yeah.
Really?
You spell Jackson with the X. We were not.
Yes,
we were going to do X. We were going to do X, but then my husband said, no, let's do it the old-fashioned way. So we're the old-fashioned
Jackson. J-A-C-K, yeah, you know?
But my son loves it. Loves with crackers. He's like, oh, my gosh. And he was sitting, the other day I saw him at the table with my husband just eating the nut butter.
He's got the spoon. He's just eating it out of the jar.
Exactly. I know. Put it on apples, you know,
bananas.
It's good for them to get their fruit in and everything. So
I have to ask you, I'm reading your bio here. You have a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. Am I pronouncing that right?
Kinesiology.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the study of the body during movement. So it's a lot of science, a lot of math. I ran track at University of Rhode Island, and then I studied, got a degree there, and then I went off and got a master's in teaching.
Wow.
I was teaching part-time when I started doing peanut butter at Dowling College. Mm-hmm. And then, so now I make peanut butter, but I wouldn't change, my path for anything.
Let me ask you something. Are you selling at stores right now? Or are you in the process of maybe signing deals with stores for your nut butter? Because it's really, really delicious.
Yeah. So we sell online on our website, mm-hmm. laurelsbutter.com. Mm-hmm. And then we sell to stores across Long Island. You can find us in New York, New Jersey, there's California, places across the country. We're a part of a franchise called Soul Bowl. They do acai bowls and about 50 stores now and we are stocked in every single store.
That's amazing.
Right nearby here.
Yeah.
So you can go and get an acai bowl, ask for peanut butter, or almond butter, put it on your bowl. That's us. That's Laurel's Butter. And then you can pick up a jar as well.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Good. Congratulations. You know that you've come
far.
Thank
you.
Yeah. I mean, I it's funny. I have the Vitamix and it says you can make peanut butter in your Vitamix,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't tried. Is that what you use?
You can use any, to make peanut butter, you can use any sort of like grinder or Vitamix type machine.
But buy Laurel's.
But it's the oil in the nut that helps it, blend down.
Yeah, I always wonder. It's funny because, the Vitamix has a hard time with hard, you're supposed to put soft stuff in first, liquids in first. But it does grind the nuts up to, the nuts just kind of turn into butter as you grind them and put them in the oil?
Well, no, it's a lot of manual work with the Vitamix. Like, you have to use the plunger. It's a lot of... Yeah.
So just buy Laurel's butter. Don't use your Vitamix, everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's much easier.
Laurel, question.
You can also go to a farmer's market if you're local.
Oh, yeah.
We do farmer's markets across the island, and they just started last week.
Oh, I was going to say, you're probably back with the farmer's markets this year in the shows, right? Hopefully, as 21 goes on, right? You're still.
Yeah.
Are you at the farmer's market in Northport, the one in Huntington? Are those some of them or no?
We're in Northport, Sayville, West Hampton, Montauk. We are doing a one in Patchogue.
Wow.
And there's one more I forgot. Babylon.
So, Laurel, your business is, as you could see, it's thriving. It's getting bigger. Have you ever thought of going on Shark Tank?
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people have told me that before.
Yes, yes. You definitely
should.
So I
guess it's sort of something, yeah, I maybe should take a leap of faith in or, you know, see what happens. I'm sort of, you know, just progressing organically and within my company. But to get to that next big step, you have to kind of, you know the right person or, like you said, Shark Tank.
I will tell you, though, I can see that. I can see all the sharks actually pitching.
like drilling me?
Yes,
drilling
exactly.
Me, yeah,
yeah, exactly. I can see that happening for yourself. Are you working on some new flavors now? And can you share that?
Yeah, sure. Some people have asked me for pistachio butter. Mm. They want like a birthday cake,
yes.
Or s'mores I was looking into.
Ah.
But our next up for June is blueberry pancake. We do.
Really?
Then we
we
do a white chocolate pumpkin pie. But our like most famous butter is the rainbow cookie. Have you heard of it?
No. We haven't heard of it yet.
So people buy like multiple cases at a time.
Yeah.
It's a 5-layer nut butter with, you know, raspberry preserves in the middle, just like a rainbow cookie.
Oh, the cookie, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, you take your spoon and you get every single layer at once. So it's just like the rainbow cookie that you find in a bakery.
Oh my gosh.
But in nut butter form.
Was that your
and
idea?
And that's out in Christmas time.
Oh, okay. Now let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you get an idea today, from like day one. How long is the process of it actually becoming a reality?
I guess it all depends upon how much time, like, you know, I have, because mm-hmm. I'm juggling with the two kids and working and everything.
Yeah.
Mm. But if I have an idea, I sort of like to jump on it like right away. You know, we are bringing banana bread.
My mom's favorite.
But
wow.
It could take, because then I have to do artwork for labels and things mm-hmm. like that. So it could take, you know, about a month.
I gotta say, you know, it's really good. It's kind of an unusual flavor, but it's very good. The iced lemon poppy seed is really good.
I guess my
right. It's a nice spring flavor, I think.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Wow.
And who are you? Who are your tasters?
Friends, family, the women I work with. Yeah.
Well, Laura, listen, you know, congratulations.
Fascinating. It really is.
It really is fascinating.
Because you got so, how many, what do you, you must have like, what do you have, about a dozen flavors between?
Yeah. Yeah, we have like our regular flavors that we have throughout the year. And like I said, we have our seasonal flavors that run every 3 months. But we always have, you know, something fun and interesting for you to try. And we always have deals online. And you can always come to a farmer's market. We used to be able to sample. Now, from COVID, we're not allowed to sample now. But
no, actually, they're bringing it back. A lot of stores, like Costco, is bringing it back.
They brought the samples
back?
Yes,
they're bringing a sample. I don't know.
Not yet.
I think it's in a couple of weeks, but they are bringing it back.
The salad bars are still shut down now. Eventually.
Yeah. But a little by little, it's coming back, though.
Yeah, that's great, then. That's good news.
I'm
so glad to have you, had you on the podcast. Continued success. You know, I'm definitely, I'm going to be cheering you on when I see you on Shark Tank, because I see that happening soon for you.
Thank you.
Laurelsbutter.com. No ferric orthophosphate. Oh, my God. Look at these ingredients. You eat this stuff, Carolina. No more Skippy reduced fat for you.
Laura,
I'm going to put down my fist in this house.
There's so many fun recipes you can make with the kids.
See that?
We just were doing that before.
I saw your Instagram.
I put it on ACMAC crackers. You know the ACMAC crackers in Trader Joe's? They're like little whole wheat sesame crackers. They're very good.
It's addicting.
Yeah, put those on, you know, little that and a little strawberry jam, and I'm good to go.
And you're over social media, correct?
Yes.
Laurel's Butter, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, continued success.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you for the samples. They're delicious.
Laurelsbutter.com. Go out and get some, everybody, and look around on Long Island. And there's a tri-state area for her at different festivals and fairs, too. I guess you do those, too, right?
Yes, we do.
Excellent.
Laurel, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
This is my favorite. I gotta ask you, tell you, this is really good. Guys, you should really try this. You know, it's like, okay, bye, Skippy.
Not one man works at a company.
I know.
Not one man. Who lifts those pallets? I didn't want to ask her that, though.
But you know what?
I'm kidding. She didn't.
I like the fact that she started from scratch.
It's great.
And has built your company like to a woman-owned company. And I'm telling you right now, maybe in a few months, we'll see her in Shark Tank.
Who knows? She's got some drive.
Yeah, she does. You know? Okay. Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda. How much are they exactly worth, Jeff?
$130 billion. Wow. They've got that big charitable foundation.
So, I heard he drives like Warren Buffett. I heard he drives like an old station wagon.
That's Warren Buffett's totally the opposite of these guys. You know, it's funny. Bill Gates, you know, he's like, oh, money doesn't mean anything to me. Of course it does.
Because you have so much of it.
Right.
You probably sleep in money.
Yeah, he probably eats.
You probably wipe your ass with money.
He's got a roll of $100 bills. He probably orders them right from the treasury. I need to restock.
Jeff, he probably does a barbecue pit, throwing money in there, not wood money. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, we go to Costco and wait for toilet paper.
Yeah.
Bill Gates calls the U.S. Treasury.
I need more money.
I need more cash, please.
I have diarrhea.
Gotta wipe
week.
My. That's disgusting.
Hey, listen. So this Sunday, by the way, so tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, if you guys are hanging out in Long Island, Jeff, because there are a lot of restaurants are now open. You can now go to the bars to drink. You don't have to order food now.
Right, that was as of tonight.
Yesterday.
Right?
But is it for Long Island too, or just New York City?
I thought it was the island.
Bill Murphy. What's his name? Murphy. Governor Murphy of New Jersey.
Phil, right?
Yes, Phil. Please correct DMV in New Jersey. Oh. It is horrible.
Why do you have to go there?
Oh my God.
Why can't you do things online?
Seriously, it's like a nightmare.
What the hell?
Anyway, so this Sunday, this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Hold on.
This Sunday is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what to get that special lady in your life,
yeah,
ask yourself a couple of questions first.
Laurelsbutter.com.
Yes. There you go.
Order some
idea.
Butter.
Yeah. Second.
Nut butter.
Yes. Is your mother a stoner mommy? Because they said cannabis has gone up. People are purchasing cannabis like crazy.
Well, yeah.
And there's a company, I don't know the name, they're shipping out like plates or like a little gift box for mommies if your mommy's a stoner mommy. It's got brownies with cannabis. It's
really?
Got sauce with cannabis.
Well, you can't send that through the mail yet legally. That's the problem.
I don't know how this is doing. I don't know how they're doing it.
You can send CBD through the mail.
Yeah.
You can send other things through the mail.
I went to Gregory's Coffee the other day.
Yeah.
They have CBD latte.
Yeah. The CBD thing, I don't know. I tried it because of my shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
It sort of does something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, I went for that, I went into the, what's that cave? The salt cave.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you go to the salt cave and it's supposed to do all these good things for you. And, okay, mm-hmm. It felt good.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't feel like anything, really. You know?
No.
I sat in a dark cave.
Well, you felt relaxed, right?
I'd go back. I'd definitely go back because the salt, you feel it on your skin. I came home and Carolina was licking me. She said, I tasted like a peanut.
Yes, you taste delicious.
She said, you're so good.
Jeff, guess who's changing his name again?
I was going to say Prince, but he's no longer with us. Who's changing the name? It's got to be P. Diddy.
Exactly.
Let's see. Is he just Puff now?
No, his name is now officially Sean Love Combs.
Sean Love Combs.
Sean Love Combs.
Sean Love Combs.
Yeah, Sean Love Combs.
Love, I love you. Really?
Yeah.
But he's like, he doesn't do anything anymore, does he? He's like a mogul.
Yeah, what does he got to do? Got a lot
of
money.
Sits around and counts his money.
Yeah.
That's not a bad gig, you know?
Does he know J-Lo is single? So supposedly,
I saw who she's with.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I can see that because Ben was like into her.
Oh, yeah.
Ben was really into her.
You think they like got together and just did it like right away? Like, let's just get this over with.
But you know what? I also love Jennifer Garner, right?
Yeah.
They were the best couple together.
Apparently not. That didn't last too long. He was screwing the babysitter?
Yes.
Babysitter or?
Yeah, the babysitter.
You know, I was trying to remember. Did Arnold Schwarzenegger, he did it with the housekeeper?
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah, he's now, you know, I was reading an article on Arnold the other day. He's got like this comeback. He's like considered like an elder statesman in California. I mean, he was governor for twice in California.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And it's funny, the having the kid, the affair and having the kid.
Yeah.
Didn't really affect him.
But you know, you don't see that kid at all.
No, but it didn't really.
And that
it didn't ruin his, you know.
Is his mini me. Have you remember
when, kid looks just like him.
We saw him like maybe a couple years ago. That is him.
How about Ronan Farrow? You know that, right?
Yeah.
He always says they always say he's not Frank Sinatra's kid.
Oh, okay, but he's got the face.
Somebody
took Frank's face and put it on him.
I mean, he looks just like him.
Exactly.
And Mia Farrow says, "Oh no, he's not." All right, she's crazy right?
Shut up.
She's nuts. So the restaurant my nephew worked at.
Yes.
Okay.
What's it called again? Madison Park.
11 Madison Park, I believe it's called, right?
Just to eat there, okay, guys, you need to bring at least $700 because a sit-down meal for a couple doesn't include drinks, though. Does not include drinks.
No.
And Jeff, how many servings?
Oh,
you get?
It was like 10 courses.
Right?
No, 12. It was 12, but now.
But it was known for its duck, its meat. But along with that, you have to have a couple of bottles of wine. So you know what? You could probably spend easily $900 plus tip.
Oh, probably more. Yeah.
Never got to go there, but just family did. But we weren't invited.
They don't have Ecco di Mani wine there. The $8 Pinot Grigio you drink. Your cupcake wine is the equivalent of Skippy no fat peanut butter. Same shitty.
Anyway, so that restaurant, Jeff, do you see what I sent you?
Yeah, I sent, and there's a big article in the Post today.
Yep.
Even though the New York Post isn't a great news source, they've written some good articles.
Yeah.
Top Manhattan restaurant cuts all animal products from menu. They're going vegan.
Yep.
And they've cut the price, Carolina.
They have? How much?
Yes, it's not $700 anymore for the vegan menu.
It's $300?
Only $335.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah.
So you wonder how long
it's going
to last for.
They'll probably bring exotic plants like cactus and, you know. You know, you've seen that, right? Where they go crazy, bring all this weird stuff to eat.
Well, I know. When you look at a menu, I forgot what it is. Sometimes I look at a menu and I get a big question mark over my head. Like I see skate. I'm like, oh, skate's a fish. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Skate.
Okay.
Like, you know, there's some very have a Branzino. You know, that's a fish, right?
Yes, yeah, of course. The restaurant down here is
It's called Branzino's. But
that's how I knew.
I wonder if they even sell Branzino there. Probably not, Jeff. Maybe they don't even sell it.
Probably not.
Go ahead.
Jeff, have you gotten your... You haven't gotten your COVID, right? Your COVID shot. Your vaccine?
No, but I'm going to...
We are getting ours. Don't worry.
I had to wait a little while because of another medical issue I was dealing with. So they told me to wait a month. So I'm available to get the shot as of this week.
But the shot is now... available in every corner. You walk out of the house and they're, you want to get a shot? Here it is. Come on.
And now Governor Cuomo.
That was funny, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, get your shot. Get your shots right here. Get your shots. Carolina has the jab.
Anyway, but
would you jab people? Would you?
No. Remember when I was trying to get pregnant? You were jabbing me all the time. Remember?
Oh, I used to love giving you shots.
Oh, my God. And I have a friend, Jeff, who's actually going through infertility treatments. She jabs herself. I'm like, wow.
It's funny. For my psoriasis, I took this injectable medication, and that's why I couldn't take the other shot, because they told me the vaccine wouldn't be as effective if I did them right near each other. So I waited a month in between taking the one of those drugs advertised on TV, and everybody looked so happy.
Yep.
That's why I asked the doctor. I said, am I going to look as happy as the people on TV jumping in the pool and at the barbecue showing off their skin?
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
No, nothing is everything. That one, you know.
Your skin looks amazing, though.
Yeah, it's much better.
Oh, my gosh.
Skyrizzy works.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's doing to me. But anyhow.
The reason I'm asking you that, COVID, right?
Yeah.
So you know what New Jersey is doing? New Jersey has partnered with a few breweries. If you get your shot, you'll get a free beer.
Did you see what I forgot who was doing it. They were giving away in downtown Manhattan the other day. If you got your shot, you got a joint.
No, really?
Yeah.
A joint?
Yeah, like marijuana.
Are you kidding?
What's known as a marijuana cigarette, Carolina.
Really?
Marijuana cigarettes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Hey, guys, if you want to advertise with us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Again, if you want to call us, 516-637-3254. Do you have anything else to talk about?
I was going to say that, you know, Governor Cuomo got a lot of crap for the nursing home scandal. A lot of people died. And now his big push is he's telling you got to get the jab to save grandma. So people are really hitting him like, oh, okay, you didn't give a crap about grandma before. But, you know, hey, look, nobody knew early on in this pandemic.
You know what's funny, though? But look at
how bad it was.
The mayor. Mayor.
Mayor de Blasio.
Yes.
De Blasio, sorry.
He was like, oh, God, he's horrible. Talking about Cuomo. You know, he should be indicted to the fullest length.
The other day, yesterday, de Blasio said, Cuomo said something about, they were arguing about whether the subway should open right away. And de Blasio said, I'm not going to listen to a serial sexual predator.
He said that?
Yeah, like, all right, he's not.
He's not even convicted yet. Oh, my gosh.
Serial sexual predator.
He's an idiot.
You're a serial jerk. By the way, a shout out and tears of, I don't know, condolences to Officer Tsakos, who died last week at 43 on the Long Island Expressway. His funeral today on Long Island. This guy was, you know,
doing his job.
Doing his job. Highway patrol. Doing his job. You know, the cops don't get enough respect. Sorry, I don't care what anybody says. They just don't get enough respect. It's all about the bad cops, right? Every story is about the bad cops. That's what it is, right? I mean, you look at the media, the way it's portrayed, you know, like the cops are bad, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some lousy police. There's some lousy radio people. Guess what? There's lousy people. There's lousy teachers, okay? Unfortunately, the cops who do their job, you know, when they're bad, they're in confrontations with people, in violent confrontations, and, you know, people wind up dead, unfortunately. But this guy, you know, the most cops that I've met, most cops I know are good people. And I think it's just kind of, it's a shame, you know, that every story is right. Every story is about how the cops are bad. And, you know, you see this guy who gave his life directing traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. The alleged, you know, that girl was allegedly drunk. You know, she had a Facebook rant. Okay, by the way, that what she was doing was an insult to podcast. Okay, they say she was doing a podcast before, but she was ranting against the cops. That was not a podcast. She's sitting in a room. Okay, and just ranting about the police, mother this, mother that, mother F for this. It's like this is a podcast. God damn it, right,
it is.
Carolina?
This is a podcast.
This is a real podcast. Anyway
Officer
Tsakos,
rest in peace, and you know, our condolences to you and your family. It's just sad. Young guy, 43, left a wife. A 6-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. It's just extremely sad.
And there was a GoFundMe, even though the Tunnel for Towers is taking care of their mortgage.
The mortgage, yes. And the neighbors were doing a lot of stuff yesterday, fundraisers. But you know, but no amount of money will ever bring him back. And that's what they really needed. That's what they want, you know. But anyway, our condolences. And with that, we're gonna say goodbye, you guys. All right, we love you.
Ooh, ow, I hit my head on the microphone. Sorry, I ruined the serious
moment. Oh, my God. Let's get out of here.
Thanks,
Jeff,
for listening. 516-637-3254 if you want to get in touch. JJ to DJ at optonline.net. Where's your social media? Go ahead and give it to them.
At Carolina Cadillo. Call us 516-637-3254. Again, all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. We're also on Instagram. Carolina Cadillo Show podcast.
Spread the word. Revolverpodcast.com.
Yes, iHeartRadio.
And rest in peace, Officer Tsakos.